Agudin Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Devarim, Shabbos Chazayin, Tavshanayin Ches. We know that when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, Yom Kippur is the holiday that we observe. We do not observe Shabbos. We don't eat, we don't drink, we don't make Kiddush. We don't do all the things that we usually do on Shabbos. As the Torah tells us on the 10th day of Tishrei, the halacha is that we must fast. Although Tisha B'Av has many of the halachas of Yom Kippur, we're not allowed to eat, drink, wash, to use oil, sicha, and other halachas that we're not allowed to do, but when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, we push off Tisha B'Av until the 10th day of Av. The Sfarim HaKadoshim bring that even though this Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, precisely because we do not allow the halachas of Tisha B'Av to take over Shabbos, this is the most chashava helix, the holy and important Shabbos of the year. And why is that? Because we know that Tisha B'Av comes with a tremendous sense of sadness, a tremendous sense of lacking, a tremendous sense of mourning. Chazal did not require Shabbos to be pushed away because of Tisha B'Av. And as a result, Shabbos becomes an opportunity of growth, of happiness, of awakening, of being able to accomplish things that maybe wouldn't be able to accomplish other Shabbosim. We know that whenever there is a holiday, the hashpois, the influences, the things that happened at that time, come back at this time as well. And if we're going to push away Tisha B'Av and we're not going to keep the halachas of fasting and not eating, not drinking, and all the other things, and we're able to be happy on Shabbos, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an opportunity through the wonderful Matana of Shabbos that we're able to accomplish and become close to Him in a way that we wouldn't be able to in different Shabbos. The negative, so to speak, forces of Tisha B'Av, the mourning, gets changed to happiness, gets changed to Simcha, gets changed to the Oinik Shabbos, the enjoyment of Shabbos. And we have to take that opportunity and try to use it and understand the greatness of this coming Shabbos. In fact, it's brought down that on Tisha B'Av, one can become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's sitting on the floor, when he's being misabel, when he's thinking about the Churban, when he's thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's thinking about the Shechina, that it's begolus. We have an opportunity to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that we want. It's brought down in the Oyev Yisrael that on Tisha B'Av, if one is misabel properly, he's able to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever he needs. If we try to put that into real terms, a person, when he is sad, when he is able to conjecture in his mind what we have lost and what we're missing and what we don't have, so then he's able to connect with that thing. If we're able to conjecture in our minds that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not whole, that this is a Chil Hashem, that we're in Golus, and that we are not where we're supposed to be. So that automatically creates a connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, where we're able to understand His Tzar Kabiyachal, His pain, and we're able to identify with it, and that creates a closeness. The opposite is Shabbos. On Shabbos, which is Tisha B'Av, where we push away the halachas, so that gives us the opportunity through the eating and drinking and the Oinik Shabbos, the learning that we're able to do on Shabbos, the things that we do in order to keep Shabbos. So certainly, if we can do it through mourning, we certainly have the opportunity to do it through the great mitzvahs of Shabbos. And therefore, this Shabbos is an opportunity for us to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to try to use this Shabbos in a way that we wouldn't have any other Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. His presence is here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, looking for us to seek Him and to come close to Him and to try to understand what it is that we're missing. And Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is like the world to come. We have this opportunity every Shabbos. But this Shabbos in particular, we have the opportunity to really put ourselves in a position of understanding, or at least trying to identify with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechinta Begalusa, and the fact that he comes to be close to us on Shabbos. Wishing you all a very easy fast, a very good Shabbos, and a mitzvah Hashem, which be zeichah to the mimis, amin d'ashem here of Yaminu.